O Brahman, from the beginning of time. Even by the mind this truth must be seen. There are not many, but only one. Who sees variety and not the unity wanders on from death to death. Behold then, as one, the infinite and eternal one, who is in radiance beyond space, the everlasting soul never born. Knowing this, let the lover of Brahman follow wisdom. Let him not ponder on many words, for many words are weariness. Yajnavalkya went on. This is the great Atman, the spirit never born, the consciousness of life. He dwells in our own hearts as ruler of all, master of all, lord of all. His greatness becomes not greater by good actions, nor less great by evil actions. He is the Lord Supreme, sovereign and protector of all beings, the bridge that keeps the worlds apart, that they fall not into confusion. The lovers of Brahman seek him through the sacred Vedas, through holy sacrifices, charity, penance, and abstinence. He who knows him becomes a muni, a sage. Pilgrims follow their life of wandering in their longing for his kingdom. Knowing this, the sages of old desired not offspring. What shall we do with offspring, said they, we who possess the spirit, the whole world? Rising above the desire of sons, wealth, and the world, they followed the life of the pilgrim. For the desire of sons and wealth is the desire of the world, and this desire is vanity. But the spirit is not this, is not this. He is incomprehensible, for he cannot be comprehended. He is imperishable, for he cannot pass away. He has no bonds of attachment, for he is free, and free from all bonds he is beyond suffering and fear. A man who knows this is not moved by grief or exultation on account of the evil or good he has done. He goes beyond both. What is done or left undone grieves him not. This was said in this sacred verse. The everlasting greatness of the seer of Brahman is not greater or less great by actions. Let man find the path of the spirit. Who has found this path becomes free from the bonds of evil. Who knows this and has found peace, he is the lord of himself. His is a calm endurance and calm concentration. In himself he sees the spirit, and he sees the spirit as all. He is not moved by evil, he removes evil. He is not burned by sin, he burns all sin. And he goes beyond evil, beyond passion, and beyond doubts, for he sees the eternal. This is the world of the spirit, O King. Thus spoke Yajnavalkya. O Master, yours is my kingdom and I am yours, said then the king of Videha. Epilogue. This is the great never-born spirit of man, enjoyer of the food of life and giver of treasure. He finds this treasure who knows this. This is the great never-born spirit of man, never old and immortal. This is the spirit of the universe, a refuge from all fear.